Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for October 13th, 2006. This week, Justin Warner explores what people are willing to pay for another year of life. And Chelsea Wall tells us about the skyrocketing number of venomous fish. But first, the recent E. coli outbreaks have underscored the importance of developing quick and easy tests for biohazards. Chelsea has this report on an effort that's underway.
A new technology could soon move biohazard detection out of the realm of lab coats, pipettes, and clean rooms and into the messy terrain of hospitals, food preparation facilities, and crime scenes. Cornell University fiber scientist Margaret Frey and her colleagues have created a new high-tech fabric, much like a paper towel, that anyone could wipe over a surface. The fabric has special sites that can hold antibodies to just about any biohazard, including Salmonella, E. coli, and anthrax.
So basically, as long as there's an antibody available or some kind of biorecognition agent available, we can attach that onto the fabric, and then the fabric will collect that specific thing.
They are now working on ways to make the fabric change color when the hazard's detected, so people will know immediately. Right now, the wipe must be put in a developer before it gives results.
The goal is to have this super simple and super instant.
And so far, they can only collect one biohazard at a time, but they ultimately hope to collect hundreds at once, making it a powerful tool against all sorts of contamination.
Thanks, Chelsea. Cultures that favor male babies will soon have up to a 15% excess of young men, according to a paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This includes parts of China, North Africa, and India. The researchers warn that men without marriage prospects in these cultures may become antisocial and violent, and might even turn to organized crime and terrorism. They say more measures are needed to discourage sex-selective abortion and healthcare biases against girls. In other news, people who are bullies in elementary school tend to remain bullies through college. The same is true for people who are their victims. The researchers found that while the amount of bullying decreases as people get older, it doesn't disappear entirely, even as people go to college and join the workforce. Next, with elections looming, the rising cost of health care is one of the top domestic policy issues. So it may come as a surprise that a recent study found that those rising costs are actually a pretty good deal. Justin Warner explains.
You might not believe it, but overall, the rising cost of healthcare has been a relative bargain. This according to Harvard University economist David Cutler and his colleagues Allison Rosen and Sandeep Vijan at the University of Michigan Health System. They recently calculated the average cost per American of the seven-year jump in life expectancy we've enjoyed since 1960.
The cost for each additional year of life has been just about $20,000. So roughly for every $20,000 of lifetime spending, the newborn has had an extra year of life. That's actually a very small number by the standards of what people are willing to pay for most any safety device.
That and other indicators, like the pay we demand for riskier jobs, suggest that an extra year of life is actually worth $50,000 to $200,000. However, not everyone is getting such a good deal.
The one area where it's particularly troubling is the elderly, and in particular in recent years, in recent decades, where the costs per year of life have gone up to perhaps $150,000 or so. Those numbers are probably below most assessments of the value of a life.
Cutler also notes that some healthcare money is being spent inefficiently, for example, by shortchanging preventive care in favor of later and more costly interventions. This happens not only among lower income and uninsured people, but also in well-off patients who simply avoid doctors.
Thanks, Justin. This tapping may sound like an old-fashioned news ticker, but it's actually a state-of-the-art laser system for inspecting train tracks. Structural engineer Francesco Lanza di Scalea of the University of California at San Diego is leading the development team. The system uses a trailer-like vehicle that glides along the track at up to 70 miles per hour, tapping the track with laser pulses at one-foot intervals.
This tapping is like a virtual hammer that hits just like if you were to hammer on a rail, then you hear sound going through.
And distortions in that sound, specifically in the ultrasonic range, can reveal dangerous internal cracks that current technologies often miss. Repairing those cracks early could save millions of dollars and prevent derailments. Finally, if you're freaked out by the very premise of the summer film Snakes on a Plane, Chelsea Wald has something that will really terrify you: fish in the sea.
When you think about venom, you probably think about snakes, and there are about 450 venomous snakes in the world. But a new study from New York's American Museum of Natural History shows there are at least three times as many venomous fish. That's at least 1,200 venomous fish in the world. Ichthyologists Leo Smith and Ward Wheeler made this estimate by placing the 200 previously known venomous fish on their new evolutionary tree and guessing which other fish species would also have venom. They then confirmed their predictions with dissections. Smith explains that this estimate is very conservative.
Only when someone had actually published a paper talking about venom in a group did I include them. And, you know, plenty of us have been stung by other ones that are clearly venomous.
Smith says he wouldn't be surprised if the number rises to over 6,000. Important news for drug researchers who often use venoms to develop new medicines.
Thanks again, Chelsea. Well, that's all for this week. Next time, we'll give you the skinny on those companies that claim to name stars and learn about some engineers who are trying to design artificial gecko feet. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.